Young Adult Self-Esteem Meditation. Before doing this meditation, please make sure that you can divide your full attention to this meditation. Please do not drive any cars or vehicles or operate anything that would require your full attention. I want you to think about the top of your head. Wherever you are, seated or lying down, just focus your attention at the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of your scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. And moving down now all the way to the muscles of your face. And just let them relax. Your forehead, your eyes, and your eyelids. Your cheeks, mouth, and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens just a little bit, but whatever feels best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically can relax, the more you can mentally relax. Bring your focus back to my voice every time your thoughts try to intrude or stray. Just keep listening to the sound of my voice and thinking about your neck and your shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all the tension drain away as you think down through your elbows. And now into your forearms and down through your wrists and into your hands and fingers. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now I want you to focus on your breathing. Just notice your breathing. It's just steady and slow. And as you relax more and more, you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away. And as you think on down into your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back and the long muscles on either side of your spine, just letting those muscles relax. And your waist and your thigh muscles. Think on down into your knees, down to the shins and the calves. Just allowing those areas to relax and let go. And as you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, and into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy. Stay here for a moment in this relaxation and just focus on your breath. We're going to talk a little bit now about self-esteem. Everyone goes through difficult things in their life, young or old. Every single one of us have issues and problems that arise during our day. The best way to deal with any of the difficult things in your life is to make friends with people. Great friends can remind you just how fun and wonderful you really are. To keep your self-esteem really high, you want to find friends who understand you and like you for who you are. These friends will like the things that you do. If right now you don't have a lot of friends or don't have any at all, try joining some clubs or band or chorus or drama or something in your school that you can relate to other people with. Don't be friends with people who drag you down. Anyone who makes you feel like your life is worse isn't your friend. If they make you feel bad about yourself, or they want you to do bad things, then you shouldn't be friends with them. Friends should bring out the best in us, and not the worst. Don't spend time with anyone who is negative all the time. Negative are people that talk down about other people, or are just in a bad mood all the time. These people will make you feel bad about yourself and the world around you. You don't want or need that in your life. Spend time with people who understand that sometimes life is hard, or sometimes people make mistakes, but that things are largely good and should be understood and appreciated for what they are. Don't let people hold you to a standard that you cannot reach. If you find that you are acting in a way that is negative, all you need to do is stop. If there are bad things in your life, things that you feel negative about, change them. Don't complain and focus on the bad things. Make those things into better things. Don't dwell on the past, focus on the future. Don't give in to the desires of everyone around you. It is good to try and make people happy, but don't be self-centered. You need to focus on you and being your own person. You can be strong and standing up for what's right for you, and this will do a lot to help you with your self-esteem, your self-love, and your confidence. We are going to work on some things now called a mantra. A mantra is a sentence that is a positive sentence, and it helps us to remind ourselves of who we are and what we need to focus on. Mantras usually start out with "I am," and it's a great way to start a mantra. As we continue with our meditation, we will be repeating some mantras in our minds. Who I am is what I achieve, and not how I look or dress. I will focus on doing the best that I can each day. If I make a mistake, I will focus not on that mistake, but instead on the good things that I did today. I am a good person. I am a good person. I will focus on being proud of my achievements in and out of school. There is a saying that nobody is perfect, and it is absolutely true. Nobody is perfect. Nothing is perfect. Perfection isn't a real thing. This means that you need to stop trying to be perfect. In trying to be perfect, you will only constantly disappoint yourself. It's good to strive for something, but this is the wrong way to do it by looking at perfection. Instead, think about where you are now and take it to the next step. If you are doing poorly in a subject at school, strive for getting a B on your next test before trying to get an A. Sometimes you will surprise yourself and do better than you thought you would. Imagine now something today that you can be proud of. Think through your entire day. and replay the event, can you feel how your heart is filling with pride and love for yourself? You deserve to feel this. Take a few moments now and smile at the memory. Feel the warmth spread from your heart all through your body. And say to yourself, I am a beautiful person. If you are having trouble finding things to be proud of in your day, think about it right now and imagine something that you can do tomorrow to find this pride within yourself. It may be helping a person pick up something that they have dropped. It could be helping a teacher or a friend with a project without being asked. It may be helping your mother or father at home in some way that you have been not asked to do, such as chores. Being of service will give you a sense of pride in yourself. Imagine now what you would like to choose to do tomorrow. Great. Now that you have an idea and you have imagined it, you can make this happen. Even if you are very shy, just do the action. You don't have to say anything if you don't feel comfortable doing so. If someone drops their books or papers, just bend down and help them. This can help you later to feel okay in talking to people. Remember to smile at the person you are helping, and this will send out positive energy. Before we come back from this meditation, let's repeat again. I am a good person. I have much to be proud of in my life. Today I will smile for no reason, if not just to spread positive energy. I love myself for who I am and not what I wear or who I am friends with. I am a loving and accepting person. And now I'd like you to take a deep breath in and let it go. And start now by wiggling your fingers and your toes slightly. Feeling the movement, feeling your fingers and toes awaken, and feeling your arms and your legs awaken. Maybe move them a little bit, stretch them out. Take another deep breath in and release it. Let it go. And open your eyes and become fully awake and aware of the people and the surroundings around you. Remember the good feeling that you have right now within your heart. This is self-love. This is what you want to feel all the time. Remember to do this meditation often when you may not be feeling this warmth. And you can remember to have that self-love again. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am Medium Laura Evans, and you can find me on Facebook at Medium Laura Evans, or you can visit my school at HigherSourceInternational.com.